Okay, so welcome to Fragmentum episode 15. It's been a little bit of time since the last microcast. In fact, I wasn't expecting it to be this long, but it's been pretty busy. So obviously had a little break over the holidays here in England. And then it's kind of full on back at work. It's quite interesting because in most UK universities we have terms and semesters, and they kind of interweave. So it means the students go away for a couple of weeks at the Christmas break, and then they come back to finish their work and hand in. So when we get back, it's quite busy in the sense that suddenly all the students are in handing work in or preparing to hand work in. So just a kind of relatively quick catch up on that front. First years had their very first sort of pop-up arcade where we invite members of the public to come and test out their prototype games. So they built prototypes based on looking for movements translated from Hitchcock and Kubrick films. So the idea was there to take a camera move, an actor move or something like that, and turn it into a brand new game mechanic, and then pull some themes from that film to produce a little prototype. So we had some really interesting different types of prototypes for people to come and play test. The second and third years are all handing in their work at various different stages around sort of creating quite complicated game design documents in the second year, and in the third year to creating and submitting a semester's worth of research and game project proposals. So that's been great fun, but it just means it's been pretty manic. If they're handing in, we're managing that, and once they've handed in, we're also assessing their work. So that's going to be going on for the next couple of weeks, in fact, just right up until the start of the new semester. So that's great, so that's super interesting. What else have I been up to? So mainly been getting my head around all that. I've been working on a bunch of extra material for different talks and things, so that's been really good. I did a talk this week looking at what research might mean in terms of undergraduate BA Russell Group study, and how that we need to understand that and embed creativity in our working practice. So you can feel free to look at the slides and the talk. It was a really short 15 minute sort of window talk that just really touched on one area that we've been embedding in our games course around how you encourage creative investigation and critical insight in a practice-led course. So you can look at that. Short URL is dctr.pro/small r. So I'll link to that in the show notes. So that was really good. And Dan Ashton had set all that up and had a few people presenting about what research might mean in an art school. So that's great. And I'm really pleased to be starting to have those conversations, particularly around practice-based research. PhD has been going pretty well. I'd had hoped to sort of come together and have a podcast about that specifically, but I've been mainly writing up some stuff around delightful design. I haven't got it as finished as I want to, and I feel that I've got quite a lot of work to do. I have written a whole post on concerns around data collection and the Silicon Valley data model and how those two worlds might collide. I'm not sure. I think I'm just going to post that on my microblog because I can't quite work out where it's going to fit in any of my documentation at the moment. It's pretty important, but I don't quite know where it's going to fit. So I'm probably just going to put it on discursive.adamproctor.co.uk. So check that out. That's going to come out in the next couple of days. Final few couple of things just to kind of on this is that we are about to obviously start semester two. Some really exciting things happening there. This year we are bringing Blender in as our main 3D piece of software. We're really as a team interested in open source technology, as I'm sure I've made clear in my my microblog and here, and so you know, Blender has been around for a long time. I used to use it a long time ago to create pieces of animation. We've been talking to more and more games companies, particularly indie companies, that are starting to use Blender in their workflow. And so we've decided that now's the time for us to move to that. And we feel that there could be a really good synergy, particularly, again, with open source software being available for all of our students to have on their own machines. This is something that I think is super interesting. So look out for some conversations around that. We've been in touch with the Blender Foundation to see whether we can sort of do something with them and focus on that. Connected to that, pretty exciting, is in the last few days, Godot 3 has been set as released as release candidate 1. So that means there is like a feature freeze. So nothing will be added. There'll be no, like any, unless it's critical bugs. So that means that the features are kind of frozen. So that's really exciting. Again, I'm pretty excited about that in terms of the way that it approaches being a game engine. Really super interesting. Makes total sense to me. I mean, as much as I love Unity, it makes the Godot approach makes much more sense. And again, it's open source. So it's something that we're going to really want to investigate and look at going forward. So that's a real quick update on some of the things that's been happening since I came back. There's a load of stuff to do. Got a whole host of great guest speakers coming in. It's pretty exciting times as ever. So please do follow me on all the relevant things. Well, follow me on microblog. That's the best thing. discursive.adamproctor.co.uk. And hopefully, once the assessment's over, we can kind of get back to a little bit more regular microblog stuff. So thanks again for listening.